Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. This week, we tell about Philip Roth. It would be hard to pick an American writer with more published works, critical praise, and honors than Philip Roth. He has written more than 20 books and has received almost that many major literary awards. Both in the United States and internationally, Roth is respected as one of the most important writers of modern times. His intelligent stories have become an important part of literary culture. They explore how individuals face the tensions of family, politics, sex, and race.
Philip Roth was born in 1933 in Newark, New Jersey. He later went to Bucknell University in Pennsylvania to earn his college degree. At the University of Chicago in Illinois, he earned a master's degree and also taught English. His interest in serious fiction began during college when he read the works of several important American writers. He says the books by writers like Thomas Wolfe, John Steinbeck, and Ernest Hemingway were his teachers.
Roth's first book, Goodbye Columbus, was published in 1959. It was a collection of 6 short stories. One of the stories, Defender of the Faith, was also published that year in the New Yorker magazine. It is about a young Jewish soldier training at an American army base at the end of World War II. He lies to his Jewish army officer in order to get special treatment. The story caused a great dispute. Jewish religious leaders criticized it. They were angry that Roth wrote about a Jewish teenager who is aggressive and imperfect. These people thought Roth violated his religion and invited discrimination against Jewish people. But literary critics praised this new book. Goodbye Columbus received the National Book Award in 1960.
Philip Roth wrote 2 more books before publishing Portnoy's Complaint in 1969. This darkly funny book became a bestseller and made its writer very famous. It tells about a middle-class Jewish family in New York City through the eyes of Alexander Portnoy. Alexander wants to be a good Jewish son, but he also feels trapped by the requirements of family life. To make himself feel better, he carries out unusual sexual acts. Portnoy's Complaint received praise as well as intense criticism. It made some people angry. Jewish religious leaders said this book invited discrimination against Jewish people. One literary critic also denounced Roth himself.
Philip Roth did not welcome this new level of attention. He soon moved from New York City to the countryside. He wrote more books. Several of them are about the character Nathan Zuckerman, who is a writer. These include My Life as a Man and The Anatomy Lesson. He also wrote several books whose main character is a man named Philip Roth. These include Deception and Operation Shylock. Roth explores the differences between imagined stories and real life. Many details about these characters are similar to the real Philip Roth's own life. Critics and readers often like to ask Roth what is true and what is fiction. But Philip Roth's work is much more than a description of himself. He has said that his books are not about whether or not he has lived the experiences described. They are literary objects that require him to see his subjects as clearly as possible, then use his skills of invention.
In 1998, Philip Roth won the Pulitzer Prize for his book, American Pastoral. Time magazine has listed this book as one of the best 100 novels in the English language. The story is about a man named Seymour Levov, who has what seems to be the perfect American life. He has a nice home, a good job, and a loving family. But his life starts to collapse after his daughter Mary performs an act of terrorism to protest the Vietnam War in the 1960s. Roth expertly describes one family's difficult situation during a tense time in American history.
In 2004, Philip Roth published another important book, The Plot Against America. This book is told from the point of view of a young Jewish boy living with his family in Newark, New Jersey, during the 1940s. Mr. Roth reimagines the events that led to World War II. He writes a different history in which Charles Lindbergh wins the 1940 presidential election instead of Franklin Roosevelt. Lindbergh had become a real-life hero after flying across the Atlantic Ocean in 1927. In the book, Charles Lindbergh is a great supporter of the Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. This imagined president decides to keep the United States out of World War II. He also establishes a plan to move Jewish families into the middle of the country to break up the close culture of Jewish communities. These events did not take place. But Roth's descriptions are so realistic that you have to remind yourself his story is an imagined version of American history. And you realize how easy it could have been for the United States to carry out destructive policies under a strong leader with bad ideas.
Philip Roth's latest book is called Everyman. It tells about the life and death of an older man from New Jersey. You never learn the name of this main character. The book starts at a funeral and ends on a hospital operating table. The powerful story explores memories from the man's childhood. It gives details about his three marriages and his children. The language of the book is clear and direct. The man often questions death and the thought of no longer existing. He faces the fear of leaving behind life and the people he loves.
Near the end of the book, the main character visits the Jewish cemetery where his parents are buried. He meets an older man who is digging a grave for a funeral. The worker explains how he digs a grave. He says that digging is peaceful work that gives him time to think. The main character learns that this man had dug the graves of his parents, and he realizes that the man will soon dig his grave also. Every Man might seem like a sad and depressing book, but Roth's skill as a storyteller and his way with language make it pleasurable to read. Roth faces the subject of death honestly and bravely.
Philip Roth recently won the Penn Faulkner Award for Everyman. It is the largest literary prize judged by writers in the United States. Roth is the only writer to have received this literary prize 3 times. Last month, Roth attended the Penn Faulkner ceremony in Washington, D.C. to accept the award. He and the other writers nominated for the award read from their books. Philip Roth spoke to a group of reporters after the event. He talked about the books he has recently read and enjoyed. This spring, he started rereading the books of the Russian writer Ivan Turgenev. He said this writer's books, First Love and Spring Torrents, are wonderful, and they are also short books like Everyman. Roth also talked about how he works. Listen as he describes the demands and rewards of being a writer.
It's a job. And it definitely has not become easier, nor has it become harder. It's work. It's hard work. And I do it regularly, every day, usually 6 days a week, sometimes 7. And I work long days. I work 8, 9, 10 hours. And it's just as taxing as it always was. Just as frustrating, just as difficult as it always was. And at a certain stage in the writing of a book, it ceases to be taxing and difficult and becomes, you get in a rhythm and you get it. And then there's no pleasure like it. Then it's bliss.
Philip Roth also said he believes that the number of people reading books is decreasing. He says people have a limited amount of free time. They have many television and computer screens to look at instead of reading books. He says that the age of the book is coming to an end, and there is nothing to be done about it. But other people who love books hope Roth's prediction is wrong. They believe the best way to make sure it does not come true is for people to pick up a book and start reading more. And if you want to read a good story that will make you think, you can read a book by Philip Roth. His next book, Exit Ghost, comes out in October.
Our program was written and produced by Dana DeMarge. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. You can see pictures of Philip Roth at our website, voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find transcripts and audio archives of our programs. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.